like his.
Come on now.
I'm glad of it. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me into Habakkuk. God will not let me out of this little three-chapter book, the prophet Habakkuk. I want you to go into chapter 1, verse 1.
Yes, Lord.
I'd like to look at this man Habakkuk this morning. Now notice, I want to talk to us. I want us to look at him and see ourselves in him.
Yeah.
We find this prophet somewhere around 620 BC, give or take. He came after Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Now notice. They both were a child of God, and they were serving the Lord and living right. But they were stuck in a bad place.
Yes.
And in a sad time. You feel like you're there?
Yeah.
Who's ever felt like that's a sad time? It's a bad time, a bad place.
Yes. Yeah.
So what do we do in times like this? Listen now. When most everyone around you are sinners, the ungodly. I'll tell you what we do. We keep right on serving the Lord and putting him first.
Right.
And trusting him to keep us. Habakkuk is saying to us this morning, listen now, let's don the clothes of those ancient people from Judah and let's join Habakkuk. Habakkuk is saying to us this morning, come and spend some time with me. And I'll let you in my life for a little while, and I'll show you how I had to learn to confront my fears and my frustrations.
Oh, yes.
Oh God. Who's ever had to confront things in your life?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. And I'll show you how that I find my joy in the Lord. They both, Jeremiah and Habakkuk, had a great burden for their people. They both were troubled over their nation.
Yeah.
They both hated what they saw going on all around them.
That's right.
They each were flesh and blood, Brother Jason, just like you and I.
Flesh and blood.
They were human.
Yes.
They were frail, like we are. Each of them were called of God and anointed. They were God's witness to their backslidden nation and their evil society. These two prophets questioned God and they complained to him. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Things ain't right. What you see, and all the wrong and all the bad. Nobody's ever said, teacher, preacher, I have been in places I didn't understand and I've complained. I've been frustrated. I've questioned God. Why? Notice with me real close this morning, Habakkuk chapter 1, how this book starts off. I'm going to talk to us. It starts off with questions, uncertainty, complaints. This whole first chapter, Habakkuk complains. He's upset with the people. Upset with the leaders of his society. Everything's a mess. There's no peace. It seems like, and on top of all of that, God's a million miles away. So what are you going to do, man of God? Stay with me for a little while. Habakkuk would tell you, you'll have to do what I did, is find my joy in the Lord. Raise your little hand. I'm going to tell you something. The joy of the Lord will be your strength in this final hour. Glory to God.
Yes.
Notice chapter 1, verse 1. If we're going to make it, we're going to have to delight ourselves in the Lord. Delight means to take great pleasure and happiness. Delight ourselves in the Lord if we're going to make it. Verse 1, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. That burden was a heavy load. Listen. Verse 2, oh, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Do you see the exclamation mark? It's not a question. I'm going to teach you. Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save! Exclamation mark. Now, when King James hired the people to interpret the original Greek and Hebrew to get our English Bible, even the punctuation had to be correct. Not one word was left out of the original manuscripts of Hebrew and Greek. So what? Listen, do you see the two exclamation marks? Habakkuk is talking to himself here, wallowing it in his mind. How many's ever talked to yourself inwardly and in your heart when things are bad? Have you?
Yeah.
Have you? When things are wrong, we question within ourselves, and knowing that God is in the audience, that He's aware.
Yeah.
We complain, but we know He's listening. You ever have those inward conversations? And you wrestle things, and you water it in your mind, and you're upset. Oh, God, listen to me now. If we're not careful, we can talk ourselves right out of faith and fill ourselves with doubt.
Yes.
Oh, God, help us, Lord, this morning. It'll come to a point that we think everything is hopeless. Might as well give up on it. Might as well give up on them. It'll never get any better. The situation will never change. Come on. That's the problem with a lot of people. They give up. Oh, God. I want us to look at this man. Listen now. Have you ever been there and you question the Lord? When things ain't right? When you got problems? Oh, God. We're going to go somewhere. I want you to notice in this man's life, the whole first chapter, Habakkuk complains. He's upset with the people,
yes,
and with the leaders of his society. Everything is wrong. There is no peace. It's a time of uncertainty. And on top of that, God's a million miles away. If Habakkuk could talk to you this morning, he would tell you, you're going to have to do what I did. Trust God and keep on serving Him. Don't let people get you down.
Amen.
When you see these two sentences, how long, O Lord, why, O God, that have exclamation marks, Habakkuk is not directly questioning God in prayer here. He's wrestling with his complaints within himself. But he knows God's listening.
Yes.
You ever go through your house? You ever have problems? You ever have trials? Things go wrong. You're not on your knees and you're talking to the Lord and asking Him. But yet inwardly, this ain't right. Oh God, why is all of this happening? Why me? God, how long? How long? Why? Oh, Lord, you see, I'm talking to myself. But all in the meantime, I know that God's listened to my inward thoughts. So easy sometimes we throw things and we don't understand. This ain't right, God. How long? How long am I going to have to put up with this? How long?
Yes.
How long do I suffer? Why won't this get any better? Why don't the situation change? Raise your little hand to Him right now. I'm telling you, we're living in a time when the enemy of our soul is pressuring God's people and pressuring the church through the trials, trying to get you discouraged and get you down.
Yep.
And to get you give up.
That's right, brother.
Habakkuk's to say, come here and follow me.
Come here.
Come here. I had to learn. I had to learn. I complained. I had my inward doubts. I had my fears and my frustration. We're going to find out. Chapter 2, he had to go higher. Habakkuk says, I'm going to go up into the tower. I'm going to go up in my place of prayer until God hears me and answers. I've got questions that only He can answer. I've got problems that only He can deal with and help me with. Raise your little hand. Oh, the heat. I got to go higher. I got to go up in the tower. I got to find that place that is higher than I. Raise your hand and say, God, help me. Bring my mind, Lord. Elevate it. God, don't let me look horizontal. I'm telling you, if you look horizontal in this hour, it will discourage you. If you look around at others and look at the government and listen to all the media and the fake news, you're down. You're going to be doomed. And when you look down, you're going down.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So what Habakkuk's to do, and he's really hashing and talking to himself, but he knows God's listening. You ever wallow it in your mind and talk to yourself inwardly when things are bad? When things are wrong, we question within ourselves, knowing, God, you're in the audience. We complain, but you're aware, Lord, you're listening. Does God care about his people and what's going on? You better believe he does. Yes, he does. Listen close. If we're not careful, when things are wrong and things are bad, we can talk ourselves right out of faith. We can keep looking at the situation and listening and watching others till it fills us with doubt and fear. And we get to the point that we think everything is hopeless. Might as well give up. It'll never get any better. It's useless. The situation will never change. That's the problem with a lot of people. They've lost heart. They've lost their faith. And they give up. I feel the Lord this morning just talking to us. And all of this pandemic, and I ain't saying people's not sick. This stuff is miserable. It's bad.
Yeah.
But if I let the spirit of this age enter into my heart,
yeah,
it'll drive me away from God.
Come on, brother.
And he'll make me doubt him.
Drive you away.
And I won't put my trust or give him a wave offering. Lord, this is the time that I need to draw near to you. Now's the time, Lord, I need to put you first and not forget you for what you've done for me. God, I've got to serve you no matter what others do. Thank you, Jesus. You ever been there? You must remember Satan is a great distorter.
Great distorter.
He'll distort everything.
Oh, yes.
He shows you the bleak, he shows you the bad, and he always paints in black. And fills you with fear.
Right.
You don't have to let him do it this morning. There is a remedy. There is a key. There is a cure to all doubt. We don't have to let fear and unbelief of our society bind us and get us down. I refuse to enter in or give in to the world's fear, I still believe in the great I am. Raise your hand. I thank God for this song a while ago. He is still the great I am. He's the God of my now. He was the God of my past. Has he ever failed you? Has he always come through? Has he supplied your need? Are you where you are this morning because of mercy? Yes, you're right here. God didn't give up on you. Hallelujah. God had a plan and a purpose for you. You're still in the fold. You're still in the flock. You still are one of his people. You still are the sheep in the sheepfold. I'm telling you, the devil, he liked to get in and destroy you and scatter you and divide you and drive you away from God and away from those green pastures. But the Lord said there is a higher place. And in Ezekiel, I cause my people. He said, I'll cause my people and I will draw them from all nations where they've been scattered, and I will feed them up on the mountains of God in a real good green pasture. Raise your hand and praise him. I don't care how bad, how bleak, how dark it looks. There is a God, the great I am, Jehovah. Hallelujah. He'll still take care of his own.
Yes.
Woo! He said, I'll make you fat and flourishing.
Yes.
I'll strengthen the marrow of your bones that you can stand. Glory to God.
Yes.
I refuse, devil. You're a liar. My Jesus said, you're a father of lies. Come on. I still believe in you, Lord. How many still believes that God is with you and He cares? Come on. He hasn't left you. He's with you and He's for His church. There ain't no power of hell can prevail over God's people. Holy, holy, holy. He made us more than conquerors. There's still power, Sister Missy, in the blood of the Lamb. The power of the blood of Jesus, there's still power to keep you. There's still power in God's holy word. His promises are still yea and amen. The nation's leaders and politicians cannot annul it. They cannot stop it. They can't remove it. And they'll never take it away. It shall stand forever. Heaven and earth will pass away. But Jesus said, my words I shall not pass away. They're forever settled in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
And if I built my life on it and around it and got it hid in my heart, there ain't no way that I can fail and go down.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. The media and all their fake news will never drown out the faith of God.
Right.
Amen.
What we need, Brother Jason, in this hour is to contend for that faith that was once delivered to the saints. We can build ourselves up on our most holy faith, pray, and in the Holy Ghost. See, that's the answer, is your prayer life and the Word of God.
Right.
It does something. It builds something in here that'll keep you.
Yes.
Jesus said, when I come again,
come on, Brother Tom.
When I come again, shall I find faith on the earth? Oh, thou of little faith.
Oh, thou.
Come on now. Sometimes we listen to the devil, don't we?
Yeah.
We let the enemy of our soul discourage us and get us down to the bottom before we ever look up. Before we ever look up to God, listen, we need to look up in this hour. Don't look around you. If you have to, cut the news off. If you have to, don't let your fingers go back into the computer and your smartphones and keep looking at the news and the badness and all of this stuff. I'm telling you, God is speaking to us this morning. If we want to serve Him, we're going to have to delight ourselves in the Lord and find our joy in Him.
Yes.
If you look at the things and listen to them, it'll get you down and depress you.
Get you down.
It'll be your demise. But to look up will be your salvation.
Yes.
Your deliverance comes from above. Your help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Yes.
He's still God on the mountain. He's the lily in the valley. He's still the bride and the morning star.
Yes.
Come on, tell the Lord, I know you're the way out, God. You're the way over and you're the way through. Only you. I can't do it on my own, but through you, Lord, I can conquer. Hallelujah. Come on, how many knows this morning? God is our keeper. I've got news for the God of this world. He loses, but we win. Raise your hand. We win. We win. We win. Hallelujah. Let the kings and their leaders and the lawmakers and all the unbelievers and the Christ rejectors of our age and our generation know there is a God in heaven. He still rules and He reigns. He still sees and He knows. Hallelujah. All about me. He's still in control. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Back to Habakkuk. Lord, would you speak to our hearts this morning in this prophet? Would you deal with us like you did him? He had to come to a point, Lord, that he had to drop everything and run to you.
Yes.
When he didn't understand. Habakkuk's having a great big problem. His eyes are all on the bad. God, this ain't right. It ain't fair. Lord, where you at? Don't you see this? Don't you see this mess, cut?
Yes.
This man of God is going to come to himself. How long it takes him, we do not know. How long that he struggles over all of the bad before he grasps a hold of faith, I don't know. How many can say this morning, I'm tired of worrying. I'm tired of fear. I'm tired of panic. I'm tired of the bad news that's filling people with a dread. I'm sick of this world and the hopelessness of the ungodly. Hallelujah. I'm going to start looking up. I feel the Lord right here. I'm going to start trusting you and put you first and keep serving you. Raise your hand. I'll tell you, we got to make a made up mind this morning that we're going to serve God regardless.
Regardless.
I'm still going to give to you. I'm still going to praise you. I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to serve you, Lord.
Yes.
Woo! And there is a lifting up in God when God sees your heart to serve him.
Amen. Amen.
My help comes from the one that made the hills. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He that keepeth me will not slumber. He will not sleep. This is how you battle unbelief. Listen, how many can say I'm up against it, Brother Tommy? And how that devil's trying to make me doubt out. Oh, Lord, he shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord is thy keeper. He's thy shade upon thy right hand. He shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. He is my keeper.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we trust him this morning?
And we trust him.
I'm telling you, we can be like Habakkuk and we can look all around us and listen to it and see it. It'll drown us out. God just said, Habakkuk, I called you and I put anointing on you. I put my spirit upon you. But you can't be effective if you let the people drag you down. Come on, and if you start thinking like they think. Brother Jason, I want you to do me a favor. Turn your Bible into Psalms 91.
We had it already marked.
God knew where we was going. I want you to start reading 91st chapter of Psalms. Start reading verse 3.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.
Snare of the fowler.
And from the noisome pestilence.
What?
Noisome pestilence.
Deadly diseases. Go ahead.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust.
Shalt thou what?
Trust.
Woo-hoo. Sounds like you're going to have to run to him to get closer to him to get under his feathers. Right. Go ahead.
His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
A shield and a buckler.
Praise God.
Come on.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night.
Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror of the terror that comes by the night. What else?
Nor for the arrow that flies by day.
Nor for the arrow that flies by day. How many knows that the enemy shoots those arrows and their fiery darts?
Oh, yes. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
That's another word for disease and sickness. It walks and it stalks. Go ahead.
Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
Thou shalt not be afraid. Go ahead.
And 1,000 shall fall at thy right side. and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
Well, glory, give him a wave offering. Give him a praise offering. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It shall not come nigh thee, because you found a hiding place. You went, read on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Thank you, Lord.
He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee.
Yes.
In all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Yes. Yes.
Thou shalt tread upon a lion and a adder.
Yeah.
Praise God. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
Woo! Walk on top of
him. Praise God.
Glory.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name.
Because you love me.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. I'm going to set you on a higher place. I'm going to keep you. I'll be your shield. I'll be your buckler. Go ahead.
Yes. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, show him my salvation.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And show him my salvation.
Show him.
Praise God.
You know what salvation in the Hebrew and Greek is? There's four definitions of that.
Praise God.
To save, to heal, to deliver, and preserve. You can't leave a one of them out there.
No.
Raise your little hand. Let's praise him this morning for the word of God. Whoa. This is how you overcome. This is how you overcome lying spirits of doubt and unbelief and fear. Come on now. Is standing on the word of God and say, I'm more than a conqueror, Lord. I've got your word. I've got the truth, and the devil cannot take it away.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I told you he's going to talk to you this morning. The battle becomes ours. Habakkuk's battle becomes ours today. Verse 2, The prophet, he wallows in his mind and complains within himself. But now notice, Habakkuk is taking it directly to the Lord. He addresses the problem, telling the Lord all about it. How many knows we need to do that? Look at verse 3. Habakkuk says to God in prayer, why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? Hebrew word for that is sorrow and trouble and misery, the grievance. For spoiling and violence are before me. Dear God, people are robbing, they're looting, they're taken by evil force.
Yeah.
He goes on, and there are they that raise up strife and contention. God, there's fighting, there's friction, there's tension everywhere I look.
Yeah.
Look at our nation. Habakkuk was saying the people are divided. Does this sound familiar?
Yeah.
Fast forward to our generation today in our society. There's racial tension. They're battling out in the streets.
Yeah.
The liberals and the far left is against the right. Politics is being battled out. We are at war even in the nation's capital, the White House. Truth is on trial. God is being rejected and banned from our laws. Come on. Our time here is short, Brother Jason. And the Lord's coming for those that's going to be serving him when he returns. Give him a praise offering. You're coming for those that are ready, Lord. Hallelujah, that are praying. Glory to God and putting you first.
Glory.
The morals of our nation is lower than it's ever been, Brother Scotty Marshall, in our history. The dignity of human life means nothing. The sacredness of marriage is no more important.
Come on now.
I hate to even read this to you, but I'm going to read it, and it's truth what I'm going to read you.
The unsafest place you can be
is not on a foreign battlefield dodging bombs and bullets of ISIS. But today it's inside of a mother's womb, dodging the forceps in the hands of a bloodthirsty, money-hungry doctor. I think it was James Dobson that said years ago, he saw a video that was released that showed a doctor using a large syringe filled with a powerful saline solution, high concentration of salt. The doctor stuck the needle in the mother's belly that did not want the child to inject the baby with the burning salt liquid to kill it. James Dobson said he watched the little baby grab a hold of the needle trying to push it away. How much longer, God?
How much longer? Acceleration of sin, you're right.
The little baby, he said, I watched it again. He said it got a hold of that needle and tried to push it away. Dobson said the liquid is so powerful that it literally burns the baby's insides and it dies a horrible death. So they're not allowed to kill them after they're born. That's taken a life to them. But they can sure murder them while they're in their mother's womb. What do you see, O man of God? Habakkuk. What's going on in your generation? The same things that's in yours, he would tell us, history is repeating itself right before God's judgment falls.
Yes.
If the prophet could talk to us, Brother Scotty, today, if Habakkuk could talk to us, he would say, hold on, church. God's going to come through, and God's going to answer for his chosen few. But you got to wait on him. When it looks the most hopeless and the darkest, I can tell you by experience, you got to trust in the Lord. Right. Habakkuk would say to us, you think it's bad, but it was the same in my generation.
Yeah.
The people of my time are just like yours today. They were given to their many idols that they set up in their hearts. They worshiped in their feelings and their emotions, the things they filled their life with became idols. He said, my whole nation was filled with internal disorder. My society became so corrupt that their leaders permitted and promoted immorality and sodomy as a lifestyle. The prophet would tell us people don't change. Their sins and evil impulses are the same in every generation. Habakkuk would say, the laws in my day were just like the laws in yours right now. They never protected the righteous. I warned my people that God's judgment was at hand and it was coming. The enemy from within and without is coming in to take you captive and destroy you.
Yes.
But they would not listen.
God help us.
They would not listen.
Help us.
Oh God.
Help us.
Oh, God, how much longer? How much longer? Listen to me now for just a moment. Yeah, but what did you do, Habakkuk, to survive? Can you tell us, man of God? Can you tell us, child of God, what you did to survive? The man of God answers in the second chapter. Verse 1, this is what I did, Habakkuk said. Verse 1, I will stand upon my watch upon and set me up on the tower. I'm going higher. We're going to have to go higher, church.
Go higher.
Set me up on the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I know I've had a bad attitude. You ever get there? You're just frustrated with it all. You just like to take it, just wad it up, just pitch her down, frustrated. What'd you do, man of God? He said, I had to get a hold of myself. Come on, raise your little hand. I've got to get a hold of myself, Lord, this morning. I cannot let the spirit of this age control me. I feel the Lord right here. I cannot let what's going on out there control me and bind me. I'm going to have to go higher.
Right.
Jesus is my high power. Come on. He is my refuge. He is my shelter in the time of stormy weather.
Right.
Listen. He said, I will get in my tower and what he's going to answer me when I'm reproved. Verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. In other words, when he reads it, let him run and spread the news and tell everybody else. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Come on. It's for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. Brother Jason, the coming of the Lord is very, very soon.
Very soon.
I see a vision when we'll lay it all down, the troubles and the trial, the afflictions and the enemy oppressing. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to lay it all down. The vision is made clear. I'm going to run. I'm going to run, Brother Anthony, with all of my heart this last day. Come on. Tell the Lord, I want to make up my mind this morning, Lord. I'm going to get back in the race. Get back in the race. I'm going to run and finish my course. Come on, tell him. Tell him. I'm tired of letting things get me down. People get me down. Bad news is sinking my spirit. Come on. And filling me with doubt and unbelief. I'm going to run. I'm going to run. Brother Jason, it's time. Brother Earl, it's time to get in the race. It's time to run. Square our shoulders and stand up on the rock. I know, come on, the world will crumble. It'll weave to and fro. It's shaky, but the rock never moves. Missy, the rock is still steady. It's still sure. Come on, how many can say, God's word is my anchor in this hour?
Yeah, Lord.
Praise God. So what are you saying to us, prophet? Oh, prophet of God. Well, I'm full of questions and I'm full of complaints. I'm tired of all that's going on, what I see and what I hear. I've made up my mind. I'm going higher. I'm going higher. I've got to get out of that low realm because it's all affecting me. Can I tell you, you're higher area and your high tower will be among God's people. Your high place, you'll find it in the house of the Lord and in the church of the living God. You know what you felt right here this morning? You know what you witnessed right here this morning? Is God coming down?
Yeah.
Is He made a habitation right in our midst?
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
God coming down.
Come on. We need to go higher.
Higher.
You're my tower. Hallelujah to God. Got to go here. I'm going to wait on God. I've got to go higher to get my need met and get an answer. I'm going up above it all. Up in the tower in my place of prayer. God's going to answer me. My help is in Him. Sure enough, listen. God answers Habakkuk in verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Okay, Habakkuk prays. He pours out his heart to God. He complains. He said, Lord, I know, man. I've been down to the bottom over this. And God says to him, he said, but the just shall live by his faith. He could have put a period right there after live. But the just shall live.
Shall live.
Praise him, church, praise him. But the just shall live. The just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah to God. I still believe God. Raise your hand. I still believe in him. He is a miracle worker. He is the need supplier. He is my keeper.
Yeah. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm going to end this thing here. Habakkuk's prayer. The servant of God pours out a prayer to God from his tower. A prayer of Habakkuk upon Shigionoth. It's a musical term meaning sadness. So a prayer of Habakkuk upon Shigionoth was a musical term meaning the sadness of the whole situation. Yeah, Lord, what I see is bad. What's going on around me is wrong. I just about let it sink me, a child of God. I almost let it bring me down. Look at verse 2. In a mournful tone, Habakkuk cries out to God for his wayward, sinful nation of people. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. I know that you're angry with what's going on in our society. But, oh, God, would you revive thy work? Come on, I feel the Lord this morning. Revive us, God. Revive the church. Revive the bride of Christ. Revive your children. Come on. Put something in me, Lord, that'll lift me up above it all. Give me strength inwardly, Lord, I pray.
Amen.
Revive your work, Lord. Revive. How many knows the work of the Lord must go on? It must go on. It must go on. We must back it with our prayers, our tithes, our giving, our offering. We must be faithful to God's service. Would you, Lord, in mercy, revive us again and restore us? Can it be our prayer this morning? If I have fallen back from that, what I used to feel, if it no longer really stirs me and pulls on my heartstrings, and if the joy ain't there like it was, God, would you revive?
Lord,
would you restore me?
Restore.
Come on, tell me, Lord, I need a reviving, a renewing, a refreshing.
Yes.
Restore me. Lest I wait and fall into judgment. Until then, I'm going to trust him. What are you going to do, Habakkuk, while you wait on God to move in your evil time? If they want to come to the piano, I'm closing this. Can you see yourself in this man, this child of God? A man subject to like passions like we are, Elijah was. Yet he's false. Oh, yeah. Habakkuk was the saying as he closed out his book. I love this, Brother Earl. As he closed out the book, he said, I know it's bad and it may get worse before it gets any better. But I have made up my mind to trust the Lord and keep on serving him. I choose to live by faith.
Yes.
Raise your little hand to him. Man,
thank
oh God, man. I'm choosing to live by faith. There's no feeling in this world like being in God's will and living by faith, because God always comes through. I want to close it by this. Verse 17, the third chapter. With all of that, Habakkuk says, and he ends it this way, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herds in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Here we go. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet.
Like hinds' feet.
And he will make me walk up on mine high places to the chief singers upon my stringed instruments. Habakkuk is just saying, God's got a high place for me, and he's got a high place for you. If you're able this morning, could you stand? If you're not, that's fine. Let's take our problems and our worries to the Lord. Can we do that this morning? Let's take every question that's bundled up, all the frustration. Let's bring it to God. I can't change it. I can't change the situation. But there's one thing I can do. I can change my attitude. I can work right down within my heart. And I can say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Come on. Right now's the time to trust him. Right now's the time to put him first. Revive me, Lord. Revive me. Put that right in me. Revive my faith as they sing.